This is the national public broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim leader.
Let us begin by saying we praise Allah, the creator that is of all the worlds, Lord of all the worlds. And we thank him for the gift of revelation. We thank him for the gift of Muhammad, the prophet, the last prophet, the seal of the prophets, who is a mercy to all the worlds. We salute him with the traditional salute or salutation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prayers and the peace be upon him, and upon the righteous servants, messengers, and prophets, servants of God all. Ameen. One of my daughters, Engina, asked that I comment or make a comment on my feelings about our monthly meeting this fourth month, fourth day, 04 year, 2000, being on Palm Sunday. Well, she asked that I include a comment in the address for today. That's what she asked. Well, another daughter of mine asked that I include a piece from Poetic Reflections, too. But she asked this some time ago, and she asked that I include it whenever I make an address to a gathering. She asked if she thought it would be nice, it would go well with my address. And I could make a poem. I've become very good at rhyming. I could make a poem for every occasion. And I do have one for today, as she asked. And I will have some comments on Palm Sunday. It's titled Bossing Me. Bossing Me. Let's see if I got it here. I don't try to... good to see all of you often. Out of town, I see your faces, I know you. You make me feel so good. When wrong am I trusted to be alone? Most private as a trust is my life from premortal dust. In our streets down from me, my body members do badly. When I recall what Mama said, a sharp pain runs up my body into my head. She wished she'd never had me. Nature gone to those streets crossed me. Funny bone bossing me till all my fun is lost. Moral thought from every immoral boss, free me. Only you are faithful to what I ought to be. When tempted to turn from you, call me back. When I am put down or held up, please do that. Don't leave me free to live a lie. I can't count up what the life of lies is costing me. Moral thought, there's every reason why you should keep on bossing me. There you go. Allahu Akbar. For a few minutes, I want to just talk on passions. Passions. Love is an emotion, you know. But love also becomes a passion. You can love someone passionately. And we should love God and love righteousness and love kindness, etc., passionately. It's the things of this passing world that cause our passions to become destructive, very destructive. And they destroy us, and they destroy others, and they destroy the good in our life. Passions. This world is designed by, or I should say, yes, man's world allows Satan to design the culture to take life out of our control and burn us up by our own passions, in the fires of our own passions. I'm not speaking anything that's not in Scripture. I'm just coming from that. I'm expressing my thoughts and my words are coming from that, from what is in Scripture. Yes. We want to establish ourselves as a people responsible for our life, at least in the amount that is expected of any intelligent person or intelligent people. And we have not done that. We succeed individually and perhaps in isolated groups, separate efforts from the effort of establishing our life as a people, or our life in our neighborhoods. We succeed. We got many very successful individuals that I can mention at this time. But as a people, when we look at our condition on the whole, by looking at our condition in our neighborhoods throughout these United States, we see that we stand out as an unnatural people. It's natural for people to support their group life. It's natural for people to try to, as much as possible, be responsible for the life of their neighborhood. That is, for those structures that supply or represent their daily needs. Grocery stores, restaurants, currency exchanges, banks, etc. All of the business structures and the residential structures should be accepted by us as our responsibility. You can measure the industry of a people, not a member from among them, not a particular group from among them, but the people taken all together collectively. You can measure their industry by the structures that they support their life with or by in their neighborhoods. You go to ethnic neighborhoods and you'll see them having grocery stores, clothing stores, restaurants, travel agencies, banks, etc. You come to the African-American neighborhood, and you see other people with those things, not us. And I say this is peculiar to us, because even in the Spanish neighborhood and the Haitians, they just came here recently, and they came here really on charity, on the charity of good people in the government, our government, helping them get over here because they were in bad shape, terrible shape. But over here a little while, they're able to work together and improve their condition, and pretty soon they're coming into our neighborhood running business, because we neglect to do that ourselves. We leave that big opening or that room for others to come in and do the job that we should be doing. And it's passions that we can't manage our own passions. As a people, we are ruled by emotions and passions. And that's no good. People can never be established if they're going to be ruled by emotions and passions. When the scripture reminds us of the order of the heavens and of the bodies that we know to be up there, planets, stars, moons, stars, etc., obeying the design given to them by Creator, that is telling us that even the sun, that itself is a symbol of passion. It follows a discipline. It follows order in the heavens. Its movement is already regulated. Where it goes and what it can do is already designed for it. And it has followed that for unknown numbers of years. And it obeys it every day the same. And the scripture, God in the scripture, points us to that, to tell us that we are created too, to conform to the natural disciplines that God himself designed for us when he created our first parents in the garden of paradise. And they were tempted by the Satan, according to the scriptures. They were tempted out of their original obedience that God created them for. Seduced, tricked by Satan. And that brought about downfall, trouble, bad behavior, self-destructive behavior, etc. Then God also tells us that his immeasurable mercy saved our parents. He was redeemed and got back on the path of obedience, and was lifted up to heaven by Almighty God, his Creator. That is to say, that we don't have to remain out of our nature that God created for us. We have it in our own makeup what we need to change that for us. God made us vulnerable, subject to error, limited as a creature, but he also gave us something in our hearts, something in our souls, something in our intelligence, etc., that can save us, that can redeem us, if we will only respond to the best of our motives. To the best of our motives, we can save ourselves. As a people, we are characterized by playfulness, lust, and stupid crimes. We can change that. There's many words in Scripture addressing this, either to condemn the wrong, show the wrong, to guide us to the right, or just pointing to what is excellent that supports life and accounts for the good state and progress of life. When God says that the religion revealed to us is the religion of the original nature, or the religion of man's origin as an intelligent and moral life or creature, being al-fitratu lati satara an-nasa alayha, is religion of origin upon which he has fashioned a pattern, all people, not one people, all people. And when you find a people respecting human nature, respecting human values, and reflecting that respect in all of their works, you'll find the people not neglecting themselves individually, not neglecting themselves collectively. They will be responsible for themselves at home. They will be responsible for their public. I didn't say in the public intentionally. They will be responsible for their public. Where is the African-American public? The Polish got a public. He steps out into the public life, and for blocks and miles maybe, he drives to the area that is the public. And who is in that public responsible for that area? Polish. Similar it is, pardon me, for the Irish and others. But drive through our neighborhood, who is responsible for the public? Everybody but us. That has to be changed. I don't have any time to teach you how to pray. I don't have any time to teach you how to be good until we learn how to look at our neglect as a people in our neighborhood and do something about it. The answer for us individually and the answer for our family is for us to wake up to our shameful neglect as a people on our neighborhood. Nothing else is worthwhile talking about until we wake up and follow the good advice for changing that. I've said so much with that poem, I'm going to conclude it right here. Thank you very much for being here. Hope to see you next month, in the first Sunday of the month. And a blessed day to you here, and also to the Christians, a blessed day to them come Easter Sunday. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.
Please take advantage of this golden opportunity that we have in this special time, this special religion, or this special day of faith and religion, an opportunity. I present to you Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Takbir! Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. We're together. We're together, brothers. Brothers. Yes, Muslims are brothers. And we are one brotherhood. And brothers are the best of friends. If they are not, they are not true brothers. Praise be to Allah. We greet you with peace. The greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. We say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praises for God, the Lord Keeper, Sustainer of all the worlds. We witness that He is the Creator, God alone. There is no partner with Him. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed over 14 centuries ago, is His servant and His messenger, and the last are the seal of the prophets. We greet Him with the salutation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prayers and the peace be upon Him. We're really very thankful to Allah for our presence again here in Newark, New Jersey, and I'm very pleased to see you gathered here, beautiful spirit and beautiful appearance and beautiful numbers. We're about to fill the place up here. We thank Allah. Yes. We are addressing the life of a Muslim. When you read the Gospel, the New Testament, it is about life. And if we understand the message of the Quran, it is a message of life, a message of life. And if you understand our prayer, it is an answer or a fulfillment of the prayer of Jesus Christ, peace be upon Him, called the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The coming of the order of God for human beings on the earth. An order that gives room for the full expression of the life God created when He created humanity or human being. It is not the world that gives us the abundance of life as is given in Scripture, both in the Bible and in the Quran. Abundance. God says to Muhammad, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Surely we have bestowed upon you abundance. Abundance. It's not the world that gives us that. It's the revelation of God. God reveals the light that enables us to have that, enables us to have that. And the Western world would not have it had not they themselves had fine leaders who had pure souls and wanted to see all people treated fairly and have the opportunity to have life and enjoy it, or have it in abundance as God willed or created the world and human beings. When we look at the world today, after the great superpower, Russia, lost its place as a superpower, we see the world of the people of the book leading all the rest of the world. People of the book, the people of the Bible, are leading all the other people. And we know from them from their history that they were sleeping. They were sleeping on their knowledge. They didn't even know their own knowledge. They had lost the real perception of their own knowledge, that is, the Bible, New Testament and Old Testament. But when Muhammad the Prophet began to preach the Quran and lead by example, they were inspired and their intellectual life was revived. And their scientists learned from Muslim scientists, and they were able to regenerate life, civilization, for themselves. It was because of Islam. Now they are leading, and the Muslims are trailing, or the Muslims are stagnant. That is, they are not going forward. Not as a people, not as a religious people. They are not going forward. But isn't this the way of God? Isn't this what he tells us in the scripture? That if a people fail to keep their promise to him, he will take it off of them and give it to another people. So God is not obligated to keep to an agreement that he made with an agreement breaker, a contract breaker. Certainly you had a contract until you broke it. So we should, before we even seek to go forward with our lives in this world, we should seek to understand this world.
More on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Call our right, Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1-708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.